Hello, everybody. This is Gabriel, aka King Viber. Honestly, I have no idea what I'm doing, but this is a podcast, and I hope everybody enjoys. So, let's just get started. Let's just talk. Let's just chill out and talk. You know, I got some mail on my phone. You know, some good stuff. You know, no, I'm just playing. That's what we're gonna talk about. Let's talk about some serious stuff. When I mean serious, I mean like stuff that isn't really serious at all. So I just got a new song out called No Love. You guys check that out, you know. I just popped my toes. Have you ever popped your toes before? Me neither. Yeah, I have. I'm lying. Let's take a little detour, all right? I'm going to go down my SoundCloud because that's where all my songs are. And I'm going to explain each song. That's what we're going to do today. Oh, tell me why I'm Googling SoundCloud in the SoundCloud search. Bro, I'm a mess right now. Okay. So, if anybody wants to follow me, it's King Viber, of course. So, here it is. We're not going to do the spotlight. We're going to pass that. We can go to tracks, view all. Okay. Latest song. No Love. If y'all want to go check that out. Mansion. So No Love was about, you know what, I'm not gonna go to the new ones. Not yet. I'm gonna make this a little while. I'm gonna go to the older ones, alright? Let's go to the I think this wasn't my first song, but this was my first big song. It's called Toxic. It's produced by Flexboy. And in this song I talk about, well, this song and the next song I'm about to talk about, Mirror Man. They're supposed to be in this new, not album, but EP I was going to make. And they were, it was going to be just about me. The album was going to be called, or the EP was going to be called Mirror Man, right? And it was going to be about me talking to myself because I had some stuff going on in the past. I'm not going to spoil too much because I'd rather you listen to that. So, Toxic is talking to me. In my lines, I say, I know I'm toxic, but so are you. And I'm talking to me while I'm doing this. I say, I wish we can see the same point of view. False memories lie and say what's new. The feeling I had is way overdue. Back in the day, I had a rough time. Hold up. Sorry. I had multiple personalities, so Mirror Man is kind of like the bad guy. So I'm not gonna talk too much about that, but Mirror Man is the bad guy I'm referring to in any of my songs if I mention Mirror Man. So Toxic was talking to Mirror Man. I was telling myself, you know, I'm toxic for my life, and you know, it's pretty self-pet. Yep. Next song is Mirror Man. That one's pretty dope. I talk about killing the old self, my old self, the old me, and you just gotta listen to that. I'm trying to explain each song, but I don't wanna explain it too much. But Mirror Man is me talking to me, and then also Mirror Man talking to me. So I switch like my U's and I's to, like, from use and eyes. Like, if I say, what are you doing? I would be like, what am I doing? If that makes any sense, I would be like, I shook hands with him. I would be like, I shook hands with me. Like, I would switch it up, the words. So it changes perspectives. That one's, I like that a lot. Mirror Man was really crazy for me. And this next one would have also been in Mirror Man. It's called I Shot an Angel at 14. It's nothing biblical, so don't worry about that, but it's pretty much me talking about how I had to kill the old me, not physically, of course, but I had to change, I had to grow up, I had to lose my innocence to see what the world really is, because I was growing up a little too fast, and even though, I mean, it's 14, I was 14 years old, that's, at that age, you know, you feel like you're an adult anyways, so. But I still wanted to be a good person, But I've had to figure out that being a good person gets you nowhere. And, well, at that time, that's what I believed. So that song is talking about that. So I say, I shot an angel. And then the background is with my father's rifle. It's a sample. And I say, I shot an angel, cut off his wings. He was crying, trying to look at me. This kid was like 14. Now he's begging on his knees, saying, "Mister, please don't kill me." As I think it says, as I'm laughing, he's bleeding. Innocence taken away ever since she shot that day. And that was kind of like a heartbreak thing, but that was my first love. And it wasn't really like she broke my heart, but it was like we broke each other's hearts. I can't talk on her part because that's her business. Her and I are still good friends. Like, nothing bad. She's doing successful, and she has a fiance and everything. She's doing amazing. And then I have these two private songs that you will not be able to listen to. One is called Lonely, produced by Extravulous, and the other one is called Suicide Voicemail. But this Suicide Voicemail is different from the other Suicide Voicemail I have. So let's jump into the one I do have that's not private. This one is called Suicide Voicemail, produced by Mivati. I think that's how you say it. And this one was, well, I was in a dark time. All these newer ones are going to be when I'm at a dark time because I'm telling my story. I honestly want to remake Mirror Man. Like, not the song, but the EP, just so people can understand my story. But Suicide Voicemail was pretty self-explanatory. Kill me. No pun intended, I suppose. But yeah, I was in a dark place. Suicide Voicemail. A recent ex broke my heart. She left a voicemail saying, you know, she loves me, blah, blah. Wasn't buying the bullshit. She drove me crazy. Heartbroken. I wanted to end it all. That's pretty much what it is. And then there is It'll Be Okay, which was my debut song on all major streaming platforms. And that one was pretty cool. I listened to it, and at the time I liked it, but I wasn't really happy with it. And now that I listen to it, I'm really happy with it. I think instead of me trying to I should like perfect my shit. If I like it at that time, which, okay, let me explain. My bad. I liked it at the time, and I posted it. But I think hearing everybody else's thoughts and worrying about whatever anybody's going to think about it, I kind of found myself disliking it. So now that I look back at it, and I already have other songs up, and I'm getting good feedback, and now I'm learning, well, I'm also getting bad feedback, and I'm learning that I don't really care what anybody thinks because this is my art. And, of course, anybody knows that, but learning that, actually putting that in your head, rewiring your brain is kind of hard, right? So now that I know that, I really like the song. And that says for all my songs, all of them. It's not produced very well, but it's produced probably like the pinnacle. That's why I made it not like the pinnacle of all my songs, but to this point, to, you know, from Toxic, Mirror Man, I Shot an Angel, or, yeah, to Suicide Voicemail, to It Will Be Okay. It Will Be Okay was like the bridge, like the crossroad I had to cross that really made me serious about this. Like, it was all for fun. It's still fun, but it kind of made me real serious about this. Not kind of, I'm really serious about this. But, so It Will Be Okay saying, so all my songs are to me. Like, I make selfish music. If it helps anybody else, I'm more than happy. I'd rather help anybody than make money. And I'm not even making money, so. But It Will Be Okay is telling me that it will be okay. Obviously. This was after the heartbreak, the aftermath. I was still in my mind. I didn't really know what to do, and I had to tell myself, and I had to let myself know it will be okay. And I'm not quite sure if it was Mirror Man. I'm sorry if you can hear this. The banging against the mic and stuff, but I'm not sure if it was Mirror Man manning up and telling me that I need to be a man and I need to understand it'll be okay. And this is nothing to do with gender, of course, but it's just saying to me, I was saying to myself that I needed to get tougher, you know? And even though the message is it will be okay, like with time, everything will be okay. And that can apply to anybody, not just a man. But all these songs I listen to and I like, it sounds really cocky. Like, they're not amazing songs, don't get me wrong. They're good songs. They're not amazing, though. But I do listen, and I like them, and I enjoy them. And it's me. It's my art. It's what I portray. So, of course, I'm going to love them. Now, moving forward. Scrolling up here. Oh, okay. Wait. It Will Be Okay was before this song. So I made a song called King. I didn't really like it, so I took it down. But my friend made a remix of it, and he added his stuff. It's featuring Chino, which has been like that. And then also Eastside, which he made a remix. And I reposted that, and I like that one way better. And it's just me having fun, like, boasting, even though I got nothing to boast about. My raps are not good at all. This was before, I think this was even before Suicide voicemail. You just gotta listen to that if you want, but it's nothing special, but it was fun. It was really fun. And then I have Not Interested, Volume 2, or Version 2. This one was kind of interesting. So this one I posted on SoundCloud Volume 2, but the third version, I should say, is on the major streaming platforms. This was my second song on all major streaming platforms. And I think it's my most popular song, honestly, when it comes to the major streaming platforms. This was me pretty much saying, like, you know what? This is me changed. Like, this is me now changed. And I'm like, I don't need love. I don't believe in love. I don't need you. I'm sorry if you want me, but you can't have me. That kind of stuff. Like, you know, like, sorry, girl, but, you know, it's not going to happen. That type of shit. You should listen to that. And it's not even, like, hype either. It's real lo-fi. And I don't know. It's cool. I like it. This next one is a SoundCloud exclusive because it's free. The beat is already bought, but I'm just going to keep it up there until they tell me otherwise, because I'm not claiming it, you know, to be mine. I put produced by blah, blah, blah. It's called Trust. This one's a real underrated song, even though, you know, I can't really hype it up because it's not my song. It's just on there. But it's really, it's really nice. I like it a lot. This one's already had in my arsenal, so I just posted it. You should listen to it. It's pretty good. And then my next one, which is my other major streaming, my third one, is called Mansion. This one was fun, as well as, like, the other one, King. This one is fun, like Mansion. But I really like this one. It's featuring my friend Isai again. And we're just flexing, and the cover is me, like, out on the streets, on this road with this sign and with torn up shirt saying, like, I will work for clout or something like that. It's pretty funny. So it's ironic because I obviously don't have a mansion. So this isn't true, but this is ironic. That's why I made it. It was funny, in my opinion. And then the new song I posted right now. Today I posted today, Valentine's Day. By the way, happy Valentine's. Happy Valentine's Day to everybody out there. It's called No Love. And this one is pretty cool. I also made my first music video with this one with my friend. Shout out to you, Carlos. But yeah, No Love. It's, you know, No Love. I got no love for these hoes, bro. You can't trust a hoe. You know, I got no love. Fuck love. I ain't got none for anybody. That's what it really is. Yeah. Fuck. Fuck love. That's what it is, man. Love doesn't exist. That's what I'm saying in that Like, you know, love doesn't exist, so, like, fuck love. Oh, you hear that? You hear that, guys? Hear that? Yeah, it's my chair. I had to do it multiple times so y'all wouldn't think I'm... See, I didn't think I was doing something else. I'm ashamed. But it's my chair. So, those are the songs I have so far. I guess next episode, I will explain my private songs. Might even play a few. You know what? Let me give you a little sample of No Love. You know. You know what I mean? No love, no love. Here, listen closely. Let me skip a little bit so y'all can hear it.
Memories. Reading the devils in the details. Now I see that it's clear. Boss up has no seatbelts. You crash fast and die slowly. Everybody wants some more black. Always had a smoke for this shit. Never reach for the bitch. So I'm jumping on a scene with a yacht. I think that I've shot. Presents, pins, people, prison sins.
That's all y'all get. Maybe the little last part here. No love. Keep my money. Dang. No love. Keep my money straight. There you go. I kind of skipped around on that one. Barely made it, you know. Barely posted it. Check that one out. You know, y'all already know what it is. And if y'all want to know my most popular song on SoundCloud, it is actually I Shot an Angel 14. I'll give y'all a snippet of that too.
I shot an angel, cut off his wings. He was crying, trying to look at me. This kid was like 14. Now he's begging on his knees, saying, "Miss, please don't kill me." As I'm watching, he's bleeding. Innocence taken away.
There you go. Little snippet. It's a short song. A lot of my songs are short, so if you want to check me out, that'd be cool. A lot of my songs are me battling depression and stuff, and just it's a story. It's just all a process, except for the fun ones. So yeah. Hope you enjoyed the podcast. This is my first podcast. Don't know what the fuck I'm doing. So, yeah. See you later, everybody. Check out my Instagram, which is Real King Viber. My Twitter, which is Real King Viber. If you want to message me, talk about anything, I'm always here to talk. Especially if you're battling depression, because guess what? I was too. If you feel like nobody understands you, I most likely understand you. Like, for reals. I'm probably one of the few people that do, maybe. Or maybe there's a lot. Who knows? If you have any, if you want any advice or collab or anything, doors are open. Not physically, not real doors, I know what I'm saying. But Instagram, Twitter, Real King Viber, let me know what's up. And I'll see everybody next time. I hope you all have a good day. Have a happy Valentine's Day, you know, with y'all's false love and buying into advertisement of business schemes. And yeah, so. I'll see you guys later. Peace out. Yay!